Chapter 5. Open the Books. Most managers like the idea of being open. But if you want to create a sharing environment, look at things around your office. Do they show that you're keeping secrets? I don't have my own office or a desk with a key. I use a room for some conversations, but I mostly meet people in their work environments. I like to walk and talk, and I often find other employees talking in open places too. Closed places feel like there might be secrets and that we don't trust people. But taking away doors and keys isn't enough. Managers must show that they're open by sharing as much as possible with everybody. Big things, small things, good or bad. If you share most information, others will do the same. At Netflix, we call this sunshining, and we try to do a lot of it.
The first time I interviewed Reed for this book, I was surprised that it wasn't in a meeting room with a door or in a quiet corner. We were in an open area where everybody could hear what we were saying. He told me lots of private things with people walking past us. Then, after I sent the first chapter of this book to Reed, a manager I was interviewing in the Netflix Amsterdam office told me something interesting. He explained that Reed sent that chapter to the top 700 managers at Netflix. Knowing when to share. Being open sounds great, but it can be dangerous. Reed sent an unfinished chapter to 700 people. Luckily, they didn't complain about it. Often it's not clear when to be open and when to keep quiet. To try to understand how Reed decides, I asked him about different situations. Situation 1. When you could go to prison for sharing information. You've always believed in being open with employees and sharing financial information with them. But in a public company, financial information must go to Wall Street, the financial market in the U.S., first. Employees can go to prison if they share financial information with a friend. Will you A. share financial information, but after sharing it with Wall Street? B. give employees financial information before, but explain that they can go to prison if they share it.
My answer is B. I first learned about open book management in 1998. We started meetings with all employees every Friday, and I gave them lots of financial information. We did this because we wanted employees to trust and feel responsibility to the company. It worked. Since then, employees get all our financial information, as well as other things that Netflix competitors really want to know. It has made employees smarter, and they work faster without stopping to ask for information. They make better decisions without needing to talk to their managers.
Situation 2. Possible organizational changes. You're thinking about possible organizational changes. Project managers on your team could lose their jobs, but you're only 50% sure it will happen. Will you A. only tell them when you have to, You don't want them to worry or look for new jobs now. B. Say there could be some changes without giving them any information, but tell them about jobs with other companies. C. Explain everything that you know about the situation.
My answer is C. Nobody wants to upset their employees. But if you want to build an open culture and you don't tell people about possible change, they won't trust you. Of course, at Netflix, each employee has a different opinion about such difficult situations. Sometimes we share information and employees love it. Sometimes they prefer us to keep that information secret.
Situation 3. Information about firing. You fire Kurt, and he's very upset. He asks you to say that he decided to leave. Do you A. Tell everyone who needs to know everything. B. Tell everyone that he has left, but not explain why. C. Say that he decided to leave.
My answer is A. Most managers change their messages without knowing that they're doing it. They want themselves and their organization, or an employee, to seem better than they are. But people aren't stupid. They know when things aren't as they seem. If you speak openly and don't try to make the situation seem better, your employees will trust you. Of course, you can be too open about a person's reasons for leaving a company. It's important to treat the person leaving right too, especially if their reasons are private and not about work.
Situation 4. When you make a mistake. You're the company manager, but you make a lot of big mistakes. You hired and fired 5 people in 5 years because you didn't choose them carefully enough. Do you A. Not tell your employees because you don't want them to lose trust in you. B. Tell your employees because you want them to understand that making mistakes is an important lesson in business.
My answer is B. In the early days of Pure Software, I didn't feel I could talk about mistakes with my employees, and I learned an important lesson. I did hire and fire 5 managers in 5 years. Twice, I thought it was because of the person I hired. But by the 4th and 5th managers, I knew the problem was me. In a meeting, I offered to leave the company, but the other managers said no. Financially, the company was doing well. They agreed that I made mistakes, but anybody could do the same. I felt better because I shared my mistakes. And the other managers believed in me more after I shared my mistakes with them. I went back to the office, and at our next all-employee meeting, I told everybody about my mistakes. This time, I did feel better and built trust with my employees. People now began telling me about their mistakes for the first time. They felt better, and our team became closer. I had more information and could manage the business better.
A smart manager who is liked by her team will build trust. She will get employees to learn from their mistakes when she sunshines her own mistakes. This will be good for her company. But a manager who people don't know well needs to build trust first before shouting about her mistakes.